Welcome back.
Double A Podcast.
Batters here, social life. I'm Andy.
And I'm Andrew.
And this is Double A Podcast. This is season five. This is episode Nicholas Tienge.
Where is this man from?
Tienge. He's a prime minister.
Okay.
Some would say, he would say that he does not have a state, or that technically he doesn't have a position, because his state is in anarchy. But we may know
in
it,
Africa.
We may know it as the Central African Republic, the CAR.
Ah, it's right in the middle there.
CAR.
It's a Central African Republic.
One of the ports near Chad. You're familiar with Chad, of course.
Not really familiar with Chad. It's like a desert, right?
Sahara.
Desert. There's desert there.
It's a lot of things, Andrew.
So it really is just in the middle.
Yes, they weren't joking.
It's right in the middle.
You know what would be funny? It's not like the Midwest where it's like, well, it's not really west at all.
Well, like west,
more like the east.
West Virginia.
Yeah.
It's like kind of like, well, it's, I guess it's west. It's
sort of west. Sort of north.
Sort of northwest, I suppose. I guess northwest Virginia doesn't quite roll off the tongue.
Yeah. Well, you know. No, they're still kind of dealing with the most recent revolution they've had this year.
Ouch.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's underreported, probably. I know, like, last episode we talked about, what about, like, a news channel that just dealt with terrorism? Like, what about, like, a 30-minute show where it's just, like, This Week in Africa?
Or just get, like, zero stuff going on there.
Just be, like, zero ratings.
No, I'm sure there'd be ratings somewhere. I mean, I don't know. I don't know where those ratings would come from.
I don't know. It just seems like 24-hour news, like, you should be doing.
Well,
like,
I mean, like, I'm sure, like, if there was, like, an equivalent to Al Jazeera for Africa, you don't think that would get, like, some ratings somewhere?
Somewhere. We'll see.
Like, at the very least, in Africa. Guess, like, there's, like, not a consistent power grid.
Well, what I was about to say is that there's not a lot of TVs.
Yeah.
To reach the, you know what I mean? Like, where their best ratings would be. I don't know. I mean, most of the time it would just be kind of, what if it was like serious news story, fluff piece. And look at these crazy lion cubs, like, you know, water skiing or whatever. You know, so it's not too, like, dour. It's just, you know. But you still get some hard news.
There's still some hard news.
Yeah.
So it's right above the Congo and, like, right below Chad.
Just think of Africa. It's in the middle of Africa.
Yeah, it's landlocked.
My first girlfriend, of course, lived in the Central African Republic for, like, 2 years.
Missionary work?
Her parents were doing missionary work. She was mostly just being a baby.
She was a child.
I think they tagged.
She wasn't. So her dad was like a machine gun preacher.
There's like
that Gerard Butler film.
There's some stories about them, like, on the back of a truck, like, handing out communion, like, driving away from people. Shit got real a couple times, but they totally tagged out for like 6 weeks to actually have the baby.
We're gonna go.
We're can't. Sorry.
They're having that. Back home.
Man lives on more than just faith.
We want her to maybe run for president one day, so we don't want anything to be in doubt.
We got to get that birth certificate. Short form and long form. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, they have resources. I was just reading. They have, like, arable land. They have, like, uranium. They have some shit. But it's just, I don't know.
I mean, when your country is in constant, like, turmoil, it's hard to ever really get the ball rolling on that stuff.
Yeah, I guess we just sort of take that for granted. Or, like, I guess if a business venture comes in, it's not really, like, interested in the government so much as just the actual resources.
Well, I think the business venture would like some stability.
Right, but if they're, I mean, well, colonialism, like,
it was theirs. They owned it.
Yes, and they were the stability.
Yeah. I mean,
maybe colonialism wasn't that bad. Just kidding. Just kidding. Sorry.
I mean, colonialism, you know, has a lot to play in the current state of Africa.
Right, well, which would all point to not being that good.
Yeah.
If they were still under colonial powers, though, who knows how productive they might be.
They might, like, the European footballing nations might be even better at football than they already are.
Certainly would, right?
Yeah, easily.
I mean, like, this, again, goes back to, like, why doesn't America just put in a bid?
We've been over this on the last podcast.
Yeah, so, okay, it's four million people. That's like the greater metroplex of Houston.
The entire country?
Yeah. They've got a couple of resources.
No, Houston's bigger than that.
But yeah, that's smaller than a large city in America.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I get you.
$5 million.
Who it got seems really low.
How many palms we got to grease?
It seems really
low. Well, look, you go to Nicholas Tiengay, you go to whatever general, like, his claim power. And then
the president.
How many other people's got to fucking sign off on it? It's what? 100 people? 5 million apiece? $500 million? That's like a rounding error for the U.S. government.
It's a rounding error.
I mean, essentially, like, whatever. It's another trillion.
We got a bank.
Sure.
There's a bank going on.
Thank you, Alexander Hamilton.
Jitodia. That's the president.
Jitodia, yeah. So he gets 5. You know what I mean? Then they're fucking glad to be a part of it. Start telling Chad and Congo to fuck off. You know what I mean? Fucking drone strike their ass.
Those power players of Chad and Congo.
Well, I mean, they're second class citizens now. CAR is the 51st state. Central American Republic.
Just right in the middle of Africa.
Like, you just don't even need to change the name. It's Central American Republic.
CAR.
Still a CAR.
Still CAR.
Yeah. Gives, like, you know, we have Puerto Rico. I feel like we take that for granted. You know, because you don't even need a passport to go there. Same thing as CAR. Don't even need a passport, man. Just get your driver's license. Just go. Southwest's going to start flying there.
Southwest.
$69 flights.
Southwest first.
We're a domestic airline.
Transatlantic flight.
Yeah.
Southwest certainly
takes. It's a lot of perks, man.
Takes over the aircraft business.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying they would be the only ones. I'm sure United and American Airlines started flying there for sure. How could they not?
How could they not? Because they were part of America.
Yes.
I get where you're going with that one.
You see what I did there?
I see what you did there.
So, I feel like we should probably just get this one out of the way. Season 5
mm-hmm.
of Double A Podcast, we've been talking about sitcoms, a specific type of sitcoms, family sitcoms. We watched one this week.
Yeah.
By the name of Alf.
Yep.
What did you think, Andrew? Was it funny?
It was it was weird. It was odd.
Mm-hmm.
Because the puppet's making the jokes.
Is it a Muppet or is that a puppet?
Whatever it was. I'm sure it was a Muppet. Thing. It's like an alien, right?
Yes. In the intro, they did a good job of, like, showing his legs and having him, like, run around and shit.
But you never see his legs.
Well, you never see his legs in the practical, like, form of it.
Mm-hmm.
But they came up enough other places to where it didn't, I wasn't, like, thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, why is he behind a door? Why is he in the bed? Like, why is he, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
They staged it in a way to where it wasn't distracting.
I get that. It had some topical jokes for the time period. There's,
like,
some,
like, pop culture, like.
Was it good? No. Not really. I mean, do you have any, like, do you think it was good?
No.
It was, I think it's interesting because it's like a looking glass into, like, a lot of what, you know, Seth MacFarlane and people of that, like.
Yeah, I guess it was, so it has the pop culture references. Also seemed just a little more, like, cynical.
Yeah, that is certainly true.
Like, even, like, the family, like, goes a little bit more, like, not hateful,
they're negative.
Negative is a good word for it. The idea and opportunity to, like, hate something came up. Like, being disappointed with things. Well, like, with Full House, it seems like, you know, something is either, it really, the only option is like jubilation or like utter sadness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just like one or the other. It's not like I fucking hate this or like this sucks.
Yeah, no, I get you.
And so like that sort of cynicism just gave it a little bit different texture. Like
super weak-willed, I felt. Really meek.
Okay, so in the episode,
is that because it has to play off of a stuffed animal, essentially?
I guess I don't know. Why would he
He has to like downplay his role so much because he's playing off of a Muppet.
So he can't, because if he was like an actual, if it was according to Jim,
if it was like Coach
King or
like
Queen
Hayden Fry or something from like sure. Coach, it'd be like too much.
I don't know. I mean, Alf certainly,
because like Alf is making all of the jokes in the entire show.
Alf essentially is the only one making jokes. He's just kind of shooting.
Yeah, and I think the kids had like one line each, and they were like,
he's like 2001 Allen Iverson. He's doing it all.
Yeah.
30 points like, a game.
The dad character had like a very big part of the show, I felt.
Well, he had like his own scene. So in the dad gets a promotion. The promotion.
You get what I'm saying right now? Because he can't be at the same, like, Alf's the star.
Well, he can't, like, Alf is the alpha male.
Well, like, Alf's the alpha male, and
he's running the family.
Well, he's a puppet, too, so he doesn't have, like, the kind of, like, emotional play that you can get off of it.
Oh, okay.
So, like, you know, you watch Sesame Street or whatever, and they're, mm-hmm. like, their performances are different than they would normally be because they're playing against, like, a puppet, right?
Right. So you think he has to be a little bit softer and a little bit more, like, human? Like, if he was more of, like, stone-faced and, well, like...
Well, I mean, I'm trying to think of all of these puppet human shows and seeing, mm-hmm. like, trying to recall how humans play off of them. I mean, on Sesame Street, it's, like, it's counting, so it's, like, energy and, like, right. positivity, but...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. How does the Muppets go again? I don't even know how that...
I'm more familiar with Muppet Babies.
Like when they're cartoons?
Yes.
So, I mean, I don't
make
know.
Our dreams come
maybe
true.
Maybe I'm just didn't like the dad character, so I'm projecting, but he seemed really meek to me.
Well, I feel like he was really meek in the context of the house, but so in the context of the episode, he gets a promotion. Promotion takes him to San Diego. They live in Los Angeles, so he's commuting, and then he's like,
before the train,
we need to sell the house and move to San Diego. Alf doesn't want that to happen, so he like scares people who come into the house, and they don't move, and he ends up not taking the promotion. But after he like gets the promotion, there's a scene where he's like at work where he ends up like firing a guy because the guy like is fucking up at his job.
Mm-hmm.
And there, I mean, he seems like pretty stern.
Yeah, he had some stern abilities there.
Well, I mean, he's like, why are you doing this? Like, I mean, he's kind of running around, but when that guy's like fucking around, like with his feet on the desk, like he tells him,
get
like,
get your feet off the desk.
Yeah, like, get out of here. But I feel like it just seems like Alf has the whole family over a barrel, like, and I guess I don't totally know why, since they're doing him a solid
of letting him live there,
of not giving him to the government. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you. I know.
But I don't know. I mean, there's... Alf just has, like, a... There's a certain sense, or there's a certain bit of, like, my wife! Like, hey-o! Like, that sort of humor, that sort of, like, Family Guy-ish. And, I mean, it's, like, the 80s, so it's not, like, you know, talking about abortions or whatever Family Guy does.
Well, yeah, but it's using, like, a lot of the... Like, it's basic structure that Family Guy like took and twisted is like Alf.
Yeah, it's sort of like a retro feel to it.
Because like Stewie and Brian are Alf-esque characters. Things that shouldn't exist or shouldn't like interact like they do.
Yeah, but then they're like
but just, they do.
Right. Oh, that's interesting. I don't know. I wonder to what degree like...
And then if you go to like American Dad, they actually have an alien that lives in a house.
Right.
And then there's a talking fish.
And then they're, like, wacky. And I mean, those four characters are, like, just the same thing of, like, just shoot, he's going to shoot.
Yeah, I mean, that's all.
Just got to keep shooting, you'll hit one eventually. And then everybody else is just sort of like bland and like whatever. I don't know. I mean, it seems, Alf seems notable for sort of how weird it is and how unique it is. Mm-hmm. I mean,
certainly an oddball. Yeah.
I mean, Step by Step is pretty similar to Who's the Boss, is pretty similar to, you know, Full House, Growing Pains, etc. But I mean, like, Alf is like, there, you say that there's really only like one, you're only talking about one thing.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like it's sort of notable in that way. It's not particularly funny, though, or good, or, I don't know, anything.
It's probably pretty relatively fresh, given the time period. Like, we don't know the jokes he's making, because there was like one or two references.
Yeah, and it's just...
Which is like...
It's not like to like Gorbachev. It's like to, you know, like somebody's like pop single.
Yeah.
Like, what is this? Like, it wasn't even something as like Duran Duran. It was just like, what? Is that... All right, I guess that's something. You probably understood that in context. Do you think... So like with Shakespeare or with, I don't know, Alexander Pope or like... somebody, you know, from 400 years ago. Do you think in their stuff they have a similar sort of dichotomy of that? Of like, you know, somebody falls down, somebody gets kicked in the butt, whatever. Like, stuff that's funny, like, always. Versus, like, really contextual. Like, you have to kind of be up on what the fuck is going on. Like, jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's, like, stuff that we have no idea that's even going on in that, or like references, because it's like we just weren't alive during them.
Well, my first instinct is no.
Okay. I mean, because information is not as widely available, so like the thought to even do that wouldn't be
there. Well, I think that's like, isn't that sort of like a very modern kind of take on it? Being able to deconstruct what's currently happening in your own life and then presenting it within works of art.
I think that's... I think people comment on that. But I mean...
I mean, so, like, yes, he's, like, talking about... Like, I don't think he's... Okay, let me clarify. He's talking about the age that he lives in, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's referencing it as far as in, like, jokes.
I thought... I mean, I guess we just have to go back at this point. At one point, he's like, that's like, bubba, bubba, that's like, so-and-so did that. And, like, you just have to know, like, who the fuck, who, like, person X is.
I mean, maybe he is. I mean, there's always, like, I guess there always is going to be reference. I don't know.
Well, I mean, like, so we like,
my first instinct, if Shakespeare is, does Shakespeare do the stuff that we do now, currently,
mm-hmm.
is no. That's my first instinct.
I think, well,
I think if you like chop it up into little bitty pieces, he probably mm-hmm. does a lot. Like, he probably does some of that stuff. Yeah, sure.
I guess I feel like, so we made reference to, you know, wanting to make sure if your daughters are going to, you know, be president, you need to have a birth certificate.
Mm-hmm.
So then in context, you have to like understand like the birthers and the questions surrounding President Obama, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? So like,
and there's even that question surrounding McCain, because he was born in like Panama, or no, he's born in like Guatemala or whatever.
Well, I don't care about the controversy.
Yeah,
but like the idea that if someone, please God, is listening to this 100 years from now, like, are they still going to remember that?
That like, issue?
How deep into history do you have to like? How casual are the references compared to how deep you have to dive into history to understand the references? You know what I mean? So, like, if you reference Jesus Christ, it's like, well, a lot of people know about that because it's, like, just a part of our cultural consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, is there, like, a really hyper-specific reference to, like, Queen Elizabeth and, like, something she did with Sir Francis Drake? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So not that it's like impossible or like impenetrable for us to know, but that like if you're not like a history major, like it's just gonna go over.
No, your head. I get what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
And like, is that? I wonder if, to what degree or to what at what rate that happens, as far as like really old stuff, and then I wonder if with like the internet, etc., if that will ever continue to happen, if things will like be lost on us, or if it's just like, well, if we just look into it for 5 minutes then.
I'm sure things will get lost on us. Like, how are people going to remember the presidency of Barack Obama from 100 years from now?
Probably pretty favorably.
I don't think they'll remember the birther thing, though.
After he purchases the CAR?
For $5 million.
This is my land.
The land rights, probably alone, is worth that. Like, how many square feet is that? So how many acres is that?
Probably a lot.
So you're getting a damn good deal for like,
yeah, but you're taking all the Andrew, it's like a
like, how big is it? It's probably relatively big.
So it's like a
the size of like Nebraska.
You're basically taking like Aaron Hernandez in the second round. He has some questionable history with gunplay. You know, could he be an excellent tight end? Yes, absolutely. He has all the tools. But you don't know if he's going to murder someone and then try and get away with it. And then, you know, be investigated for other murders. Other murders. It could, like, blow up in your face. You know what I mean? Because if we buy the CAR and then it just goes back into full-on genocide, then, like...
Egg on our face.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a bad investment.
You know, and so, I mean, $5 million, I think, is fair.
And then the references that will be made from that are...
Exactly. Another car. And people think we're talking about cars, but we're actually talking about the Central American Republic. And I mean,
look, it'll be interesting.
Put a couple gaps there. You know what I'm saying?
I just don't think. Get a McDonald's maybe, in there? Maybe what I'm saying is I just don't know with the modern kind of wink and nod of references. I don't know if Shakespeare was like doing that, though.
I don't think he's doing it. Certainly not at the rate that we do it now. I think
it's probably referential because he's like a man influenced by his times.
Mm hmm.
But I mean, I don't like today. It's just kind of,
well, I mean, today there's like just full on. I mean, South Park is like parodying, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a whole another level of like speed and like the rate at which they're able to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I mean, but I wonder, like, I just,
well, and then like you're talking about, yeah, shit's always like, farts are always funny.
Yeah,
farts, well, will always be funny.
Duh.
Like, so, like, I mean, there's fart humor in Shakespeare, I'm sure.
There's fart humor in the Canterbury Tales, which is, like, 300 years before that.
So, there you go. Like, I mean, that shit's always fucking funny.
Yes. Forever.
And ever. Are you working one out there?
Thought about it.
Made a funny face.
Thought about it, but I'm too dignified for that.
You're too dignified to put the microphone up to your butt and fart?
Yes, that is not very dignified. I do remember making our senior year high school teacher listen to fart noises, though.
Like the face fart, like the, yeah, the hands to the face fart noises.
Like, we had a dramatic sort of thing with action figures, and then the camera like pulls back to like us just like doing that. Worth it. Okay, so we're in full swing, right? We're in, it's the holidays. There are 50 shopping days.
Starbucks has the red cups.
Well, okay. The red cups. Signed, sealed, and delivered.
The red cups are out. Holidays are upon us.
Look, we have 50 shopping days until Christmas. Coffee Bean doesn't have
anything near as like dynamic as that. I think we have a purple sleeve that says happy holidays.
It's a little adventy, no? You say purple, I think Advent.
Coffee Beans is like, it runs this kind of holiday neutral palette of like aquas, purples, like a magenta color, because the company's pretty sure is Jewish owned because it's all kosher.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Could be Muslim owned.
Okay, it could be Muslim owned.
Halal is just like kosher, Andrew.
Fine, but they've went out of their way to say kosher. I've never heard halal being thrown around.
Right. I mean, look, maybe it's just with 9/11 in mind. Maybe people aren't as sensitive, or a little sensitive.
Coffee Bean is started in 1963.
Well, yeah, so maybe they call it halal.
Maybe.
Well, maybe it goes back to like the Iran-Contra. And like, you know, with Ayatollah Khomeini.
Who knows?
And it's like, oh.
We run like a very holiday neutral kind of package.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, a lot of magentas, a lot of
purples. Star Davids.
They're going to be cupcake, or no, not cupcakes. They're going to be donuts with blue and white sprinkles on them.
That's
for when Hanukkah starts.
That could be. Hanukkah's early this year, isn't it?
Yeah. I think so. It's like in November.
I think it's a little early. An early Hanukkah. Keep your eyes out, everyone.
Yeah, and then I think the week of Christmas, they're going to do red and green. So they're like, hey, it happens.
It's there.
But this like, none of the cups say Merry Christmas or Happy Hanukkah. They just say like,
holidays.
Happy holidays. Let it snow. Joy to the world.
It's cold. Joy to the world's a little Christian.
Joy to the world is a sticker that they put on the thing. So they had that.
But
there's a lot of let it snow. There's a lot of like, you know, like I said, holiday neutral.
Sure. I guess, so just briefly, I know we've talked about this before. So I don't want to argue about it because it's pretty clearly a great idea. People should give out one present to loved ones on Thanksgiving Day.
That seems stupid.
We
talked about this before, and I think I've came down on the.
As a kid, you'd fucking love it.
Yeah.
Right? You get an extra present.
But then it's just another damn day where you have to go shopping. That means everything starts. You have to start shopping.
Everything's already started, Andrew. I hate to break it to you.
Well, like November's shopping for December, right?
Right.
For Christmas. So now that you have to shop for November, you have to start shopping in October.
It's just
like holidays. It just means all holidays are going to like start pushing further and further.
It's one low limit gift.
So it has a price limit on it?
Yeah, $30.
So if I wanted to get you a BMW, I couldn't get you a BMW.
No, that's my Christmas gift, Andrew.
The BMW?
Maybe if you want to say that you've combined my Thanksgiving and Christmas gifts into the BMW.
Then I seem like a bad guy.
No, because he got me a fucking car. But I mean, you know what I mean?
Like, it's silly. No, I don't know what you mean.
Combining
the gifts, yeah.
Bad guy because he got me a fucking car.
Yeah, no.
Unless you didn't get the big bow.
I got you the gift of payments. Here you go.
Oh, you just made the down payment.
Yeah, I paid you $5,000 for that car. You have $300 a month.
That's
gifting a car is really weird to me because it can only. It's like gifting a phone. Like, yeah. Here you are.
Here's monthly, a ball and chain.
Here's your monthly payment for your iPhone.
But a car, theoretically, you could, like, if you really manned up, you're like, actually, your present's $80,000.
Or you could,
straight cash.
They could easily just sell the car back.
Right, and BMW's certified pre-owned is just absolutely fantastic. I mean, what they make those cars go through.
120 point inspection.
I mean, you know, the work they're doing.
It's essentially new.
I mean, just depending on the mileage, of course. But I mean,
that's where like gifting cars seems like it's confined to the immediate family, like. Man gifting wife.
I don't, other than your spouse, who, I guess your kid when they turn 16.
Yeah,
but
you could give a gift to your kid, yeah.
I can't imagine ever doing anything other than that. I can barely imagine doing that.
If I'm like flushed with cash, I could like, oh yeah, I'll buy your car, mom. If like I'm like loaded. Yeah.
So earlier this week, since
like, you mentioned that. Annie, if I'm flushed with cash, I might buy you like a nice size Dodge Dart or something.
I might buy you like that video clip on iTunes of the Dodge Dart commercial because it's a reasonable commercial. It's like 99 cents.
You get a nice Dodge Dart out of that.
A nice soundtrack and a Tom Brady appearance. You earned that 99 cents.
You earned that Dodge Dart.
You said to me that if money was no object, you would not buy a Ferrari.
Yeah, why would I?
Because if you okay, and so. That I looked it up.
So you were getting like it's so nice that I have to get it.
No. Well, I mean, okay, I looked it up, and it's I guess what would be referred to as a Geffen good. or Giffen good. I don't know if that's a hardy or not, or more of an I sound. But regardless, basically, it's an economic term for something that has this kind of weird relationship where it becomes more desirable as it becomes more expensive. Mm-hmm. And I guess, in theory, more exclusive. And it becomes less desirable as it becomes less expensive. Which is not how usually things work.
No, I understand that. And I would certainly say Ferraris are desirable. They're just not desirable to me. Like, I don't want a supercar.
Right. But I mean, like...
Like, that's my biggest thing. I don't want a car that I can't drive everywhere because it's uncomfortable to drive everywhere.
So you don't... You wouldn't... If, again, this is also in a context of money being no object. So you just... You can... I don't know. To me, like, owning
so
something...
you would buy a Ferrari if you had money was no option? You would go buy... Oh, there goes that. We just knocked something out of the table. Sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry, listeners.
No, I don't know if it's that I would never buy a Ferrari. It's that I would never... I don't know. I feel like there's a certain level of, like, I have so much money that it doesn't matter if I do this or not. It's like owning a yacht. Like, how many times a year are you going to use your yacht? I mean, I guess if you really focused, because you could live on your yacht, but then it's like a houseboat, and then you don't really seem that rich anymore because you're like on a houseboat. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But like, if you're really trying, you use a yacht 10 times a year. I mean, like, if you use, if you take it out.
If you have a yacht, I mean, you're probably using it a fair amount.
I mean, once a month? That seems like a lot.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, twice, are you using like 18 times a year? But I mean, how much does a fucking yacht cost? You know what I mean?
It costs a lot.
But it's so. I feel like a Ferrari is sort of similar to that in that I might never use it, but it's sort of cool to have. Like, just like, oh, look at how gigantic my balls are.
I mean, it's like, going to set you back
$500,000. Right, but if money's no object, then $500,000, like, is meaningless.
Look, I just...
And then I can be like, oh, you mean my Ferrari? Oh, Andrew, that's a really cool Jaguar you're driving. What about my Ferrari?
Can you even paddle shift it correctly?
Probably not. I probably fucked the gears up so bad. But you know what?
So you're going to destroy it and its value.
Well, it's mine, though. It's mine to destroy.
I wonder how what the Ferrari resale is. Because not all of them are classics.
Oh, just buying, like, buying one used?
Like, if you buy,
do you think
like,
it has well, no, rigorous... Like
if you buy, like, a Scuderia right now, that's, like, a common Ferrari that's out, or was out. I think it's...
Has existed at one point. If it never existed, it would probably be much more rare.
Maybe... Okay, so... the 458. Let's say the 458. That is currently in their range.
Okay.
Is that going to be a classic car? In 15 years? 20 years?
I don't know. The real question is, does Ferrari have 120-point inspection for their certified used?
Oh.
Because if they don't, I mean, I'm
easily.
Not... Do they?
Yeah. I mean, the only Ferrari dealership in L.A. is in Beverly Hills, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I mean, I just want to know what the process is.
And you probably take it to them and you sell it. Like, I mean, you could sell it online, I'm sure.
Like, I mean,
let me do a little research. You can...
I mean, it's like, I just, is Italian engineering as good as German engineering?
I'm not, like, into that sort of, as they get so, like, your idea of, like, advertising as it gets, it's so nice.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so expensive, it's nice, you know?
It's, like, I'm so expensive, it's nice. Like, I'm so fucking me that, like... I can afford to do shit like this. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just like totally elaborate. Like I feel like Kanye owns a Ferrari. Oh, like I'd be surprised if he didn't.
I'm pretty sure he owns a Lamborghini.
Sure. You know?
There's a big difference, Andy.
Well, but I mean, like that idea of like Certainly.
All right, so a 458 Italia. It's 2003 model is MPG 13 to 17 miles per hour. Miles per gallon, excuse me.
Okay.
It's $233,000.
Yeah. You could buy two of them for what you're saying. You'd have two. You could race them. Andrew, we could race. Do you want to race me in my Ferraris? I mean, then we could, and I could, you're like, little like red shells or like green shells. We could try and like throw at each other on the racetrack. I guess, so I mean, what's the limit? Where is it cut off for you then? At what point does like the excess of like, it's so much, it's even better. Like the effect of the Geffen good, so to speak.
Oh.
Where does that end for you?
For a car, $100,000. $80,000.
So, I mean, bells and whistles, all that extra shit to like bump it up to 135 is just like, you're calling bullshit?
Yeah, it's got a max at 135. It's not base price 135. I'm not doing that.
So,
leather
seats.
Even
warm
like
warm your ass up.
Like a GTR. All of those cars at that price range have leather seats to begin with.
That is standard. Power windows.
Well, I mean, you can buy
power steering.
You can buy a Range Rover for $80,000.
Mm-hmm. And that just does everything.
Yeah.
What about Land Rover? What is it? Range Rover's nicest one?
I mean, Land Rover. I don't know. They're like, it's the same thing. It's the same thing, essentially. They're like slightly different.
For the diplomats and...
It's all, like, Land Rover is the brand. Range Rover is like a different kind of, like, I guess it's a budget.
I see.
So like, the $80,000 Land Rover is like the most expensive one.
Would you be, as a taxpayer, would you be okay with the governor of the Central American Republic getting one of those cars?
No.
As his, like, official vehicle?
No, I wouldn't.
Andrew, there's a lot of different terrain in the CAR that he's going to have to deal with if he's going to be a hands-on governor, which he's promised to be.
So, like, the Range Rover is... Land Rover is, like, driving it everywhere.
Sure.
But it's the brand.
I see.
Range Rover is, like, SUVs that you drive in the city.
Okay. Soccer mom.
Yeah.
So, Land Rover is the governor... Range Rover is the merchant class, the emerging merchant class that will rise in the CAR.
Will it arise?
Yeah. Well, they got enough resources, you just straighten them out.
Will it?
Just needs some American know-how.
Will it?
Yes, it will. If they just accept a simple bid. Okay. What... Okay, so price, obviously, I think we're both price conscious, and price certainly matters. What else, like, matters to you? Like, in advertising?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wake up, it started because it's the holidays, but, like, it seems like every morning, Amazon just has a little alert on my phone telling me that there's, like, 33 new lightning deals going on, and I just compulsively look at them because I'm just interested.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I might not even buy something. I might talk myself into maybe buying something. But, like, I don't know. The idea of, like, a time limit being on a sale just sort of, like, eats at me and makes me want to, like, I don't know. Just, like, get, like, I feel like I'm missing out, or, like, I need to, like, get in the game, or, like, at least think about it. Because, like, I don't have, like, that really affects me in advertising. Do you know what I mean? Or do you, like, are you affected by that as much as I am?
I get what you're saying. So you're...
Are you able to, like, to distance yourself from that and be like, well, this is just a tool that you're using? Or are you, like...
I'm always kind of a sucker for, like, deals. Just, like, the moniker of deal.
Just, like, twofer.
Yeah, it's kind of... I don't know. Or when they, like, slash through the price and put a smaller price next to it. Sure.
Always rolling back prices.
Like,
okay.
I'm listening.
Sure. Or, like, if they have so, I remember in, like, at Best Buy's or you know, whenever CDs existed in stores, there you could see, like, if you look down an aisle, you could see where their deal would be. Or be like a CD for $9.99 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd always just walk up and down and just look at every one of those, just like at a principle. Because, like, if it's a deal, maybe I want to buy it. I don't know. I'll have to see.
Let me find out.
Yeah, I believe I bought, like, Marvin Gaye's What's Going On for $9.99. Just kind of like, well, it's a deal. It's presumably a good album. Sure.
Presumably.
Well, I mean, I'd never listened to it. It's like a huge Marvin Gaye fan at age 16, but...
like, what's going on?
Yeah. I mean, essentially, right? Groovy party. Everything's everything. But I don't know. Is it the fear of, like, missing out on something?
Yeah, probably.
Just, like, the time limit? Or, like, once this deal goes away, then, like, it's going to be so expensive and, like... is that what it is?
Yeah, probably.
Do we just like buying stuff?
I think we like buying stuff cheaper than when it, like...
Do we feel smarter?
So we become emotionally ready to buy? Because of it, of the discounted price, are we smarter because of that?
Well, it's like I paid this for this. Like I paid
patient, but
$223,000 for my Lamborghini. Well, you paid $500,000 for your Lamborghini. I'm much smarter than you. You know what I mean? Like, not like that. Like, yeah. I found that on a deal, so it's like
99 boo boo.
Not only do I have this thing that is nice that I've sought after, but then, like, I got it, you know,
at a discounted price from what you got it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, but I don't know. I don't brag about the price that I got things.
It's because you're, like, a dignified person, Andrew. It's because you're a person who's, like, not on the Asperger scale.
Well, there's this one time that I got this.
It's like, stop. You need to stop.
Go away, please.
Please stop talking to me. I think with respect to the time limit, I think that is less, that isn't so much as like smart, not smart. I feel like that's like included or like not included. Mm-hmm. Or like it's a similar sort of thing of, I heard about this band first. Like, I liked them before they were popular. And like, cause you have that, like, you have the hour window to like get on Amazon and fucking buy, you know, the.
And then you're going to miss the fuck out.
Yeah. Like, everybody else does it.
Then the party's gone and it's just like, fuck.
You can still buy it, but you don't get it for the lower price and everybody else already has it.
Yeah. It's like,
I mean, it's like, well, I could have bought this terabyte hard drive for like $60, but like now everybody has it.
Spend $100 on it.
In fucking 18 months, it's going to be like 3 terabytes and for save half as much and fucking bullshit. So, I mean, like,
I think there's a desire for me to always kind of be cutting edge, or like try to be cutting edge, mm-hmm. of like the technology and stuff like that.
So that's why you,
like,
you laugh at my iPhone 4S.
I don't laugh at your iPhone 4S.
You have laughed at it.
Have I? I don't remember.
Not like in a mean or disparaging way.
I definitely laugh at your iPod. I have one of those still, but I don't use it anymore.
I love my iPod.
It's just like, needless.
It's awesome. It's just awesome.
It's needless. You don't need it anymore.
I need.
You okay. Have all of that on your phone.
I cannot have all of my music on my phone.
Okay, you can't have all your music on your phone.
I would have to make significant cuts.
But it's not like you can have all your music on your iPod anyway. You certainly have more music than the iPod holds.
Yes, that's true. But you can have a lot of it. I don't need to cut nearly. Like, look, sure. I can't have all of Jan Sebastian Bach on my iPod. Granted. You know, and that's certainly a loss. Same thing with Ludwig von Beethoven.
Yeah, but you don't really need Beirut on your iPod because you're not going to listen to Beirut.
But for me, it's more of a thing of like, I have like Lit, A Place in the Sun, that entire album's on my iPod.
Mm-hmm.
Not, it would not make a cut in any universe on my phone. Maybe if it was like the...
Why do you want to listen to Lit then?
Because I liked it when I was like 13 years old.
Yeah, but you're not listening to it now.
But I... You like... Sometimes.
Just because... Like, that's just you trying to be like a hoarder and a collector.
Absolutely. But sometimes it strikes and like...
But it's you just like... It's not going away. You still have it. You still own it. You still have it in your digital files.
But it's... But sometimes you want to listen to it. Sometimes you got to take advantage
of
it.
When was the last time you listened to this Lit album?
The entire album?
Or a song on it?
A song on it? Past 6 months. Really? My Own Worst Enemy?
Really?
No Surprise Me.
I know the song.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you just want to listen to You Can't Stop the Music by the Village People.
There's also something called YouTube where you can go and find them and listen to all those songs instantaneously on your phone.
But it's not instantaneously, and it's not like
it's about as fast as you like, it's browsing not through your iPod typing in that Lit song on YouTube and listening to it.
I disagree. Those two things are not the same.
How are they different?
Because one, like, I know exactly where it is, while the other, like, I have to pull up Chrome, type in YouTube, and, like, there's a lot more looking up and down, like, at my phone.
Well, like, you have to go get your iPod, you have to go turn your iPod on. I mean, if you want to go step by step of pulling up Chrome and doing this.
Oh, I mean, I guess I'm always thinking about in the context of in my car.
Oh, in your car? Well, I mean, then you just, you know, on your phone, you can pull it up on YouTube app. You don't have to go to Chrome.
Right, but I mean...
You can ask Siri to pull up on YouTube... The Lit song.
I Am My Own Worst Enemy?
Yeah, sure, whatever.
I'm not sure what the title is. Having listened to it so recently, it's kind of embarrassing. It's
kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, but like you to have to do that. I don't know. I guess I just don't think that.
You're just unwilling to make the tough cuts, Andy.
Well, I don't feel like I need to make those cuts. I feel like they've given me a chance to expand the roster. And I'm taking advantage of that.
Yeah, but now you're at the point when your roster's full. So what do you take off and what do you trade on?
You gotta make some tough cuts. You know, look, Lord comes on there and you just gotta say goodbye to...
Beirut.
I don't know. Well, you think to yourself, well, do I need all 56 Bob Dylan albums? Probably not. I probably don't need all 56 of them. Maybe I'll just have like 30 of them.
Maybe he'll have the high notes before the 80s.
Bob Dylan, look, late Dylan is still very good, Andrew. I mean, look, and Nashville Skyline has some great hits.
Didn't he have a new album recently?
Yes, he did. Yeah. It was well received.
I'm sure it was.
I legitimately love it. I don't know. But I mean, I feel like there's a certain... Well, I don't think YouTube is infinite.
Yeah, but your iPod's not infinite.
No, but I mean, as far as like, you know, having, you know, the second disc to the expanded, like, Slanted and Enchanted Pavement album, like, it's not going to have all the songs on there. And it won't necessarily have all the Pavement songs on there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, certainly popular songs, big songs, you can get, like, if you want to listen to whatever. But I don't think that's, like, a cure-all for, like, oh, well, I just have, you know, On the Beach by Neil Young and I just want to listen to it. You know what I mean? That would probably make the cut on my phone. But then, is that the only... Do I only allow myself one Neil Young, you know, CD? Do I put, you know, does After the Gold Rush make it two? So I allow myself
two? Oh my God. Just pick something.
Right, but then, like, it's, like, you know, 20 times smaller. It's, like, 8 gigabytes versus, like, 120.
Yeah, that's not that bad. Why do you have to have this, like, big ass thing, which
because I'm a collector, Andrew. I collect the baseball cards, collect music, collect podcasts. It's just nice to have all of it in one spot. Isn't that like the dream of the digital age that like we can have all this stuff?
Well, the digital age means that you can put it on your computer, cloud storage it, then you can cloud drop it on your phone whenever you want it. That's the true dream of the digital age. Why don't you do that with your iPod then?
I don't know if my computer's up to that task.
Okay, buy a new computer and do that.
Look.
And then you won't need your iPod anymore. Then you won't need this dying technology they don't even want to make anymore.
Well, I still... Doesn't mean I don't enjoy it.
I hope the iPod lasts just so long as iPhones or like Apple stops making iPods, so you can't get a new one, and the only things left for you to get is a Motorola Zune or whatever, like a,
a Microsoft Zune.
A Microsoft Zune. That's the only thing you can get for your MP3.
I don't think those exist anymore.
Or whatever the and whatever off-brand MP3 player that exists.
At that point, I would just give in.
Would you?
Probably.
But it's so big. You can collect everything.
Ryan, the cloud, theoretically, is like infinite.
You have to pay for it after a certain point.
You don't have to pay for the iPod. It's the one-time fee for the iPod.
Well, I mean, I didn't say the cloud was perfect, Andy.
It is pretty great, though. Could do you think we could just try and test stuff like that?
What, the cloud?
Well, like, let's say global internet for the Central African Republic once it becomes an American state. And then see if we can get it on that sort of just large-scale stuff like that.
If they're like quickly Americanize.
Well, we look, we just say South Korea, fuck off. Hey, Afghanistan and Iraq, you guys fucking figure it out. Like, whatever, we're just bringing everybody home. You know, we tell Chad and Congo to calm the fuck down, keep these borders calm, and we just like build it up. Just give us like a project. Like, America likes to fiddle with stuff, right? Like, we're constantly, like, tearing, like, a piece of paper into, like, a million, like, tiny little pieces. And then, like, just sweeping it in the trash can. Or just, like, taking apart a pen. And, like, the eight different pieces.
Don't we have enough stuff to fiddle with at home?
Right, exactly. And, like, this would just give us something to fiddle with. And something, like, and then we just make, the CAR basically, like, a giant version of San Francisco. You know, but like in Africa.
Seems.
And just see what it's like.
It seems weird.
Well, look, it's all kind of weird, but
it,
I mean,
it is all a little weird.
Just tell Dubai to fuck off.
But then, Dubai?
Well, yeah, because they're like hoity-toity about how cool they are. The new playground for millionaires is CAR.
All this uranium that's around.
Fuck yeah. Jail is awesome power plant.
Uranium everywhere, but you can't get there with your yacht.
Well, I don't know.
So you're going to have to drive your Ferrari over.
Yeah.
And drive it down.
Charter a flight with
Southwest. Fly your Ferrari over, and then you can drive it around.
Well, no, the Ferrari would go on the yacht.
Well, there's if you go to Dubai, there's already Ferrari land where you can just go drive a Ferrari wherever you want.
Would you want to shoot the like you and me driving two Ferraris going off a yacht, sort of Noah's Ark style?
Would I want to shoot that?
Going two by two?
Yeah, sure. I'll
just
do that.
Into Africa.
Look, I'd want to drive a Ferrari. Don't get me wrong. I just would never, probably never buy one.
So you'd drive my Ferrari?
Yeah.
That Ferrari is good enough for you.
Yeah. I never said they were bad cars. I just said I wouldn't buy one.
Would you?
Like, no car at that level speaks to me enough where I could buy one. Like, I would rather spend money buying a bunch of different cars than, like...
So you'd rather buy, like, three different Jaguars, etc.?
Yeah, well, I couldn't buy three Jaguars. I could buy, like, two.
Depending on the taxes. And the CAR with no sales tax.
And then you, like, look into, like, classic cars and stuff. I mean, I don't know.
Classic cars, come on. Don't you want seatbelts?
Well, you can have seatbelts in classic cars.
Can you? Are they truly a classic? How many sort of tampered with their, like,
How long has the three-point seatbelt been around? Since the, like, 80s?
No, probably the late 60s? 70s?
No, I don't think.
When did Unsafe at Any Speed come out?
Like, when did Volvo give that to everyone?
I don't know. Volvo. When did the first Twilight book come out?
I don't think there is that.
Don't think those are connected?
No.
Oh.
I don't.
Fair enough. Volvo's in Twilight a lot.
Well, it is driven by the...
It's very, very weird that Stephanie Meyer chose to, like, mention that so much.
Well, she just really thought they were nice.
That, to me, is sort of a mark of bad writing, where it's, like, this super specific detail that means nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like that's something I would do in, like, 7th grade.
Okay. 3-point... 1959.
Oh, really? Wow.
been a while.
So I guess that's most classic cars, right? Because before that, they're just kind of shitty.
Well, like, they've had, like, that, but not all of them have, you know, all that. Right, like, so they have, like, the lap belt in the back seat or whatever, but it's just like...
Would you rather buy, like, a brand new Ferrari, or would you rather bid on, like, an original Model T?
A brand new Ferrari. What am I going to do with a Model T?
Same thing.
Put it in a museum?
Same thing you're going to do with a Ferrari.
Drive it around?
No. You're going to drive around your Ferrari.
If I'm buying a car, yeah, I'm going to drive it around.
So no matter what. Even if it's, like, undrivable, essentially.
Well, a Ferrari isn't undrivable. It's just, like, uncomfortable.
Yeah, well, but it's also, like, if you hit, like, a... You're, like, in a school zone, and it's fucking... There's a speed bump. You're like, well, my fuck. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or like, oh, now I'm going to try and parallel park. Because, you know? It seems incredibly impractical. Like, you would never actually want to do it. So you think it'd be cooler to have, like, the first car or, like, the craziest, newest car?
Craziest, newest car. Which wouldn't be a Ferrari.
Well, but for all intents and purposes, I'm just saying Ferrari is a filler for that.
Yeah, I'd rather have the newer one. I'd rather have a car that could go fast instead of a car that can go, like, 10 miles an hour.
But you wouldn't even, you'd never drive the Model T, I don't think, right? You'd just, like,
I wouldn't. I would donate it to a like, I'd put it in a museum, probably.
You wouldn't just keep it in your garage. You're like, hey, guys, I got the first car I ever came up.
It wasn't the first car.
But you know what I mean.
The first mass-produced car.
I have this car from over 100 years ago in my garage.
That would be really weird.
What would you be more impressed by?
Ferrari, probably.
There's no sense of history, Andrew.
Give a shit about Maltese.
Don't give a shit about anything, apparently. Only the present.
Do you give a shit about Maltese?
I don't know. It'd be like, if somebody's had it, I mean, I'd go look at it. I guess
Sony I'd go look at it, yeah.
I guess somebody had a Ferrari, I'd go look at it. I feel like I'd be less inclined, because I have no context for what, like, a new car is like. Like, this is 600 horsepower. Like, it's like 600 horses standing right there. Awesome. This is a stable filled with oats.
Stable of...
That's probably really fast. Like, a Model T, I can sort of put into context. Of like, oh, that's how people used to get around. Oh, that's weird.
In the olden days, huh?
Yeah, turn of the century. So this has been episode... Nicholas Tiange? It's Tiangaye. Tiange?
Sounds as close as we're going to get.
Nicholas Tiange, Prime Minister of the Central African Republic, soon to be the Central American Republic. I'm sure he'll hear this and just think, hey, you know what? Maybe I'll go to Barack and just bring it up.
Just let him know.
You guys looking? We might be selling. We don't want it to get out because then it messes up the market. But
we could be talked into it.
You need some land.
So how much was it? Louisiana purchase per square acre?
I have no idea how much it was. Like, Alaska, I think it was like 3 cents an acre.
3 cents is a deal of the century.
It's pretty good. Louisiana purchased $15 million for...
Gigantic plot of land.
Yes.
Middle America.
Yes. Like, I mean, what... you know, Louisiana to probably over to like Idaho.
Idaho, yeah. Right around there.
It's a lot. It's
a big space of land.
So what do you say? 15 million then? CAR is not bigger than Louisiana purchase. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, but land just in general is worth more, right? We saw that Superman movie with...
Oh, with Kevin Spacey?
With Kevin Spacey.
Would you want to live on Kryptonite land?
I don't know. It doesn't seem like you can cultivate much there. I mean, if there's no other land, you have to live there.
Right.
I mean, were you going to live on the ocean? Like under the
platform?
Sea?
I don't know. Some people do it. Drill for oil.
Seems like a really bad existence, dude.
Look, some people might say all existence is suffering, Andrew.
Cabin fever. So it's the 45th largest land mass as far as... countries go.
CAR?
CAR.
Huh. Maybe it would take more than 5 million.
It's right between Somalia and Ukraine. Which is, Ukraine is the largest country wholly in Europe.
Hmm.
Like, France is...
France is in Europe? France is smaller than Ukraine.
Okay, this doesn't make any sense. Because then if Ukraine is the largest country wholly in Europe, why is France three slots ahead of it?
That sounds like a bad
joke. Includes overseas regions, but excludes territories. Nice one.
Got him.
Nice little trick there.
Yeah,
so it's like pretty big. It's pretty big. Maybe 15 mil. Probably about right.
15? Well, yeah. Like I said.
That's the starting offer.
Well, yeah, and then it goes up to the 100 people you have to grease the palms of, so it's like 500 million. But I mean, 15, 50, what's 500? I get those mixed up all the time. Like, I literally, like, okay?
Okay.
50? 15. Lo siento. Every day at work. So you can reach us all the usual places. I'm at Ballrack on Twitter. Andrew is at AW Delacordia. You can find us on Instagram at AA_podcast. Same thing on Twitter. I don't know. Is there anything else, Andrew, before we wrap this up?
I don't think so. I think we've
hit all the bases.
Hit all the bases of this week.
Touch them all, Joe. You'll never hit another one. Maybe not.
Maybe.
I don't know if this is our home run to win the World Series episode.
Could be.
Could be. Might be. It might go down in history. When they're listening to this 100 years from now, why are they talking about the Central African Republic so much? What is that? Until next week, never forget.
Let's roll. Ha 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 ha!